Part 4 of Topic 5. Champions seldom miss training through illness. There are many reasons behind this fact, but several stand out. Champions self-monitor the stresses that occur inside and outside of training. They ensure that recovery opportunities are frequent so that stresses do not accumulate. By making other activities subservient to sport participation, the stress of outside of the sport demands is reduced. Other activities are not engaged in if the sport-related rest and recovery are required. Champions are also very health conscious. They eat and rest correctly and avoid close contact with sick individuals. If they're injured or ill, they respond correctly and quickly by taking steps to heal or recover. This feature is an index of champions' commitment to their sport. The exercise and recovery components of training are equally important, and no other activity is allowed to interfere with their occurrence. This feature is also a further index of the importance that champions attribute to training and practice opportunities. Since training is the means by which competitive performances can be altered, excuses for missing training, particularly undifferentiated illnesses, rarely, if ever, occur. So as an athlete, you should control recovery from training fatigue to the extent that you do not allow the stress of training to become excessive and cause you to become ill. Illness also can be avoided by not letting non-sporting activities be too stressful to the point of interfering with your ability to recover from your practice fatigue. You should avoid contact with persons capable of transmitting a disease. You have to focus on performing as many full training opportunities as possible. Illness should not be allowed to occur and interfere with these opportunities and should never be used as a dishonest excuse for missing practice. The 11th factor is before arguing on sporting matters, champions wait until they're sure of what they will say is correct. When champions express viewpoints on their sport, they are likely to be correct. Accurate statements reduce the possibility of negative reactions from others. Incorrect or incomplete statements are more likely to provoke aversive reactions from another audience. This is yet another example of the champion athlete's attempt to accentuate the positive and reduce the negative aspects of the sporting participation. As an athlete, if you're going to comment on sporting matters, discipline yourself to only offer them after they have been well thought out. Less than precise or accurate statements will leave you open to criticism or even ridicule. This form of self-discipline requires you to increase your awareness of what is and is not important in your sport, and to only make comments about the sport when you're reasonably sure that what you will say is correct. The 12th factor is do not break team rules or regulations. By adhering to rules and regulations, one source of negative reactions by others will be eliminated. Champions are very compliant in this regard, and it is another index of their disposition to reduce the amount of negativity that could occur in the sport setting. When rules and regulations are followed, participation is usually optimized. Thus, compliance with such guidelines will allow practice, recovery, and competitive time to be used fully, beneficially, and with an absence of negative events. This contributes to the productivity of training. As an athlete, you should discipline yourself to follow all team rules and regulations. Breaking regulations and incurring negative consequences will interfere with the potential for maximized sporting benefits. There usually is no value in causing problems through not adhering to team expectations for behaving. The last feature in this section is be conscientious about the details of your sport. To get the most out of a sporting experience, attention must be paid to details. So many factors govern sporting performance that one has to remain continuously vigilant about the detailed conduct required for maximized participation. No factor is too small to warrant blatant disregard. Champions are schooled, often to the point of being mildly obsessive, in the importance of a great many factors that are essential for sporting performance. A difference between champions and non-champions often is attention to details. Errors of omission, such as not paying attention to details, are often weaknesses in performance strategies which consequently do not allow one's full potential to be tapped in an activity. Being conscientious about the details of the sport, champions are able to get the greatest benefits out of their experience. For an athlete, then, you must attend to everything of importance in your sport. Many competitive outcomes are determined by a single element. For example, a lapse of concentration may be sufficient to allow an opponent to score, or a failure to check the condition of your equipment may produce a breakdown. Most athletes can describe instances where a failure to prepare or pay attention to one detail has produced a loss when a win was possible. You will reduce the number of such occurrences by being meticulous in the way you interpret matters and events in your sport. To summarize this whole topic, champions consider their sporting participation to be the most important activity they do. Preferential use of personal resources given to participation over any other activity. There is no question as to whether or not to engage in sport-relevant activities. Participation should be maximal and in the best manner possible. That will yield the highest level of training effects and rate of improvement. Champions seek to make the sporting experience positive and to maximize the opportunities for improvement and participation. This completes topic 5.